The good folks at WWF are putting a new spin on the term junk status and asking, what is your junk status when it comes to conservation efforts? Joining me on the line is the CEO of World Wildlife Fund South Africa, Morne Duplessis. Morne, a very good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa.
Are you a potato fan out of interest?
I love potatoes, yes.
There's something just so absolutely satisfying about them, isn't there?
Yeah. And, you know, they've helped the Irish through many, many tricky periods. So it's a good vegetable.
There's some beautiful recipes on Food 24, by the way, that you must try out when it comes to potatoes. Would potatoes contribute to my junk status?
Well, you know, every food item contributes to our waste efforts, because that's what the play of junk status means, is that, as you mentioned earlier, in South Africa, you know, we are able to produce enough food to feed our nation, but there are 1 in 5 South Africans who go to bed hungry at least some of the nights during the course of the year. So we consider those as 11 million South Africans that are food insecure. And, you know, against the fact that we produce enough food to feed the nation and then having people go to bed hungry means that something in the food system is not right. Put on top of that, the fact that a third of our available food is wasted every year. That's, I'm told, 10 million tons of food goes to waste. And that's just the food that goes to waste, you know, is not just the issue, but, you know, if you, for example, poured a teaspoon of milk down the drain, then you also pouring every liter of water to produce that milk, as well as the, you know, all of the grain that was grown to feed the cows to produce the milk, as well as the transport that brought the milk to the markets, you know, you're actually looking at the tip of the iceberg that you're actually wasting, and there's a much bigger impact of waste on our natural systems, and this is what we're talking about.
And I suppose the purpose of the tool is to then alert me, Africa Melane, to what my contribution to such wastage is, and hopefully make the correct decisions going forward.
Yes, look, we're holding a Living Planet conference, which we hold every year, and so WWF has held this for the last 3 years. This year we focus on food waste in particular. The conference is on the 27th of July in Sandton, and it's unfortunately by invitation only, because you know, we can only have a limited number of people in a single venue. But the good news is that we also live stream the conference. We did that last year, and we estimated that 4,000 people participated in the conference outside of the hall, where there were 250 people. And so this amplification and participation, because people can send in through an app, through social media, you know, their comments, their questions, etc., that then get reviewed by a team of people who receive all of this coming in. And our facilitator at the conference is a very experienced and nifty individual, one of your colleagues, Eusebius McKaiser. He's done this the previous 2 years for us, and this year again. And he has a very he has an excellent way of cruising through and picking out the kernels of the discussions that we want to have.
And what areas will you guys be focusing on at the Living Planet conference later this year, this month rather?
So, of course, when we're talking about waste in relation to South Africa's natural resources and the impact on our on our nature, then we're talking about food, fresh water, and energy, because, you know, as I gave you facts about food waste, I can give you facts about energy and water waste. Certainly water I don't have to say much about, because South Africa is the 30th driest country in the world, and almost all of our water, 98 plus percent of it, is already allocated So we haven't got much room for maneuver in the water space, and certainly in the Western Cape, people are acutely aware. In fact, this year, 8 out of 9 provinces were declared disaster areas due to ongoing droughts. So much of the country understands this very, very well.
And do you think, Monet, are you finding that those challenges that are quite evident and quite, pronounced in our lives are resulting in us behaving differently as South Africans when it comes to matters environment?
Look, there's nothing like a crisis to focus the mind. So with water shortages, as we still experiencing in the Western Cape, people are doing their bit. They're having to, because we've been told that the dam levels are getting to dangerously low levels. So then we really step up on the plate. But the moment, rains come, good rains, and the dams start filling up, then we revert back to type and we start wasting again. And the same applies to electricity. When Eskom had their blackouts, their light outs, and we had an electricity crisis, we were a lot more careful about how we use electricity. Price, of course, as the price of electricity has gone up, it's made us a lot more careful. So it's sustained a little bit of better behavior in terms of energy conservation. But renewable energy is the wave of the future. And whatever you say from a fossil fuel perspective, that's a dying industry, and our prices of renewable energy have dropped by half in the past decade. So, that's going to be the way for the future. I just want to add here, Africa, that at our Living Planet conference on the 27th of July, we have as the keynote speaker, ironically, the former finance minister, Pravin Gordhan. And, so that's also why we've sort of jazzed it up a bit with what's your junk status theme to the conference. But of course, it's about waste of natural resources, food, water and energy.
Are you guys hoping to develop a tool, an application, if you like, that I can download and almost check myself and monitor my the impact that I'm having on the environment as I am consuming life, essentially?
That's a very good idea. And of course, we like simplicity. We as human beings, we like sort of a one-stop shop, as it were. WWF has produced a water tool that that looks at our water, particularly from a corporate perspective. If you want to see what the water risk is to your business in a particular geographical location, then you can go onto the WWF website and download the water filter that is an online tool. And when you populate it with the information of the geographical location of your business, etc., you can work out what your impact is. Now, this is something that WWF has developed here for South Africa in particular, and the carbon emissions tools, calculators, etc., are quite commonly available. So we're not just looking at repeating and developing our own tools. We develop tools where there's a need for it, and in the water space certainly there was one, and you can find that on our website, which is straightforward. Just Google WWF and you'll get our website.
Thank you very much, Monet. Send you all the best with the conference that's taking place on the 27th of July, Living Planet Conference. And closer to the time, we'll share the streaming details for you to be able to follow it from the comfort of your home in Cape Town. Monet is the CEO of WWF South Africa.